It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright here with Todd DeVries for the next 2 hours. If you're listening to this show live, you can give us a call, 508-298-0398, or if you're listening to us on demand via the podcast, send us a tweet at FFChamps. That's FFC Champs. With your fantasy football questions, helping you guys dominate in Week 11, that's our number one goal. And Todd, only 3 weeks left, just three before the fantasy football playoffs start in week 14.
Hard to believe, Bill. Are you as well positioned in your leagues as I'm in mine?
Of course I am. Come on.
Yes.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, I'm already looking ahead to the matchups, and I think we're going to touch on this later in the show. Already looking ahead to those matchups a few weeks ahead. We'll spend plenty of time on this week, but for those of us that are way out in front, Bill, these next few weeks, we're kind of coasting to the finish line. We're worried about what's going to go on in weeks 14, 15, and 16.
That's right. You got to start stacking those wins. You got to keep an eye on your injuries. Maybe make a move or two to help solidify your squad for the postseason. And you mentioned it, Todd. We're going to go over the players with easy and difficult matchups during the playoff run so you can start wheeling and dealing before your league's trade deadline. That'll come up later in the show. And we got a lot to cover today. We'll go over our Week 10 champs and chumps. A lot of injuries, especially to the quarterbacks, right?
Yep, it's happening. We started talking about this last week, Bill. The first – what week are we in now, 11?
Yeah.
The first about 8 weeks of the season, pretty relatively injury-free. I mean, nothing – I mean, you know, there were some handful of guys, but nothing major. The last couple of weeks, it's just piling on now. I mean, and the quarterback situation at this point is getting ridiculous. And we're going to be talking about it, a lot of injuries coming in right now as we speak, too. There's a lot of news flowing through as we're airing here on Big Ben, and we'll get into all of it during the show.
Yeah, and plus we'll also have our waiver wire pickups and Week 11 player rankings to discuss. And, of course, we'll preview the Pats' upcoming game against the Colts from a fantasy football angle. But before we do all that, what do you say? Let's head back into Week 10 and look over the champs and the chumps.
Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
Yeah, hey, Kevin, our producer, when you do that that rejoin, who's the little woo? Who does the woo? Whose voice is that?
That's from Paul Perillo, PFW. That's his natural
woo. Oh, okay. Wasn't sure.
Probably after a big Northeastern Huskies basketball win or something like that.
Had to know. I didn't know if you had spliced it out of out of Bill's repertoire, since Bill has so many sound bites you could use.
Most of Bill's are in a different language that I don't even understand. So
I'm the human soundbite machine.
All right,
the human something or other.
All right, the human cyborg. Right, cyborg. What do we got here? QB champs from the weekend. One name is pretty familiar. Who you got?
You got to look at Matty Ice. Matthew Ryan, the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Even though they lost, they're no longer undefeated. That doesn't matter in fantasy football, Todd. Because you know what? Matt Ryan still had 411 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. Led all quarterbacks in terms of fantasy points in Week 10.
Yeah, he was up against the Saints, and we had him ranked number one heading into the week. So he made us look pretty smart, but that was pretty much a no-brainer. How about another guy who's kind of had an off year so far, Bill? How about Matt Stafford?
Yeah, Stafford's a guy that started off the year slow, but you know what? He had 339 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, him and Calvin Johnson back on track. Calvin finally got into the end zone after only having 1 touchdown this year. He also had 207 yards. We'll mention him in the wide receiver champ section in just a little bit.
All right, moving over to the QB chumps, Bill. Who makes the list? This guy's made the list a few times now.
The QB chumps, Eli Manning. He has that tired arm syndrome. It's a good thing the Giants have a bye this week. Eli will get some rest, but you know what? 215 passing yards, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble. I think he might have got some negative points if some fantasy manager started him out there.
Yeah, that was shocking to me. I mean, really. I thought he would do just fine against the Bengals. He did look like he had a tired arm. I know we kind of poo-pooed that last week, Bill. What the heck's a tired arm? right?
Yeah, you're a quarterback.
Never heard of a tired arm. What is that? And maybe there's something to it because he looked awful. And what? It's been like a month now he's looked awful.
He hasn't thrown a touchdown in the last 12 quarters, I believe. Mm. So it's almost three games.
You know, I'm watching that game. It's 14-3 at the end of the first quarter. And yeah. I'm kind of licking my chops. I have Eli Manning starting in one league. And I'm kind of licking my chops. I'm thinking, okay, well, he's going to have to pass now. Even if they don't win the game, I don't care about that. I just want to see him rack up some garbage time points. They don't even do that. They score a rushing touchdown. Like, what's going on?
The Giants are in trouble.
When
it comes to playing in November, the Giants just can't do it. December and January, maybe when they get to February, they're all right. But when it's November, you know, they're just not a good football team.
I mean, if you would have told me, Bill, that Eli Manning was going to throw the ball 46 times against the Bengals, 215 yards is all he could muster out of that? No touchdowns, two interceptions? Are you kidding me?
And a fumble.
And we don't care about quarterback rating in the world of fantasy, but did you see his quarterback rating?
Yeah, it was like a 50.
19.3.
Oh, 19.3.
Terrible.
I must have been looking at something else.
So, I don't know. I mean, when you throw the ball 46 times, you got to throw for over 300 yards, minimum.
That's so, anyway. Happen. Bengals, ninth best passing defense.
Yeah, well, I guess. I just thought that I miscalculated on that one, Bill. Didn't wind up hurting me somehow. Even though I only got a handful of points out of Eli, I could have started Mr. Luck in his place, but I did not.
Yeah, see, the thing about Andrew Luck last week was he had that Thursday night matchup against the Jaguars, and all year the Thursday night matchups have, you know, they haven't been really exciting, not a whole lot of offense, not a whole lot of scoring. So a lot of managers did what you did, Todd, benched Andrew Luck, didn't want to see him play on Thursday night, and then, you know, not get a lot of points, and then they're waiting for Sunday. I did something similar in my Dynasty League. I went with Josh Freeman, and Luck ended up having more points.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe this will be a topic for later in the show. I'm typically, Bill, I stick with my guys. I try to ride my, especially quarterbacks. I try to stick with my guys throughout most of the year, and I've been doing that with Eli, even throughout this slump, and I've still continue to win. but it's time for me to bench him, like, going forward for Andrew Luck. I mean, I think just the rest of the way. I've got to make the switch, and I should have made it last week. Obviously, I'll be making that this week in that particular league because Eli's on a bye, but I think it's time to say that Andrew Luck's a better fantasy quarterback the rest of the way than Eli.
Yeah,
you ready to say that?
Andrew Luck. Yeah, we moved Andrew Luck inside the top 10 on our rest of the way rankings. He's at number 9 with the up arrow.
Okay.
And then Eli Manning's at number 10 with the down arrow. So,
there you go.
Yeah, we did come out and say that we trust Luck more going forward than Eli Manning.
Yeah, and in that particular league I'm in, I don't get negative points for interceptions. So that's good because, you know, Luck's still a rookie. He might, you never know. He could have a few games where he hits that rookie wall and throws a few picks. But anyway, so Eli Manning is one of the chumps. Let's move over to the running backs, Bill. And how about Adrian Peterson?
He's
insane.
He does it again. Yeah, he's amazing.
171 yards, touchdown. The guy's unbelievable.
And, you know, it came against a team that you thought the Lions were hot. They're looking to make a comeback in the playoffs. The Vikings have been slacking the last couple games. But you know what? It was at home. It was in Minnesota. Peterson got the job done for the Vikings, who were without Percy Harvin. So Adrian Peterson had to do a lot of the work on offense, and he really got it done for the Vikings in a big way and for fantasy managers. As you mentioned, 171 yards, one touchdown, led all running backs in the NFL with that 171 yards. But you know, two other guys that had great games as well. Marshawn Lynch, he's been having a fantastic season. He's on pace to finish second this year with the most rushing yards in the NFL, 124 yards and one touchdown against the New York Jets. And then how about Chris Johnson? Boy, has he come alive the last five, six weeks of the NFL season, 126 yards and one touchdown. And Todd, we were ripping Chris Johnson earlier this season, and rightfully so. He had 45 yards in his first three games. Now he has 862, and he's on pace for 1,400, despite starting the year with 45 yards in the first three games. That's incredible.
Yeah, what a dramatic turnaround. I mean, I don't know what to say. He's just exploded, and he's been consistent, like you said. I mean, the last 5 weeks, Look at his, I mean, just look at his stats. 91 rushing yards, 195, 99, 141, 126. I mean, that's incredible. And he's gotten in the end zone four times in the last 5 weeks as well. So he's getting in the end zone. He's even catching a few balls. He's starting to reward fantasy owners who drafted him in the first round. And again, if you remember back to August, Bill, the people that had to decide if they were going to draft Chris Johnson, basically in most formats, you were deciding between him and Run DMC, right? Darren McFadden.
Yep.
I know I was in that spot in one of my drafts. It was a running back heavy league. I had to take a running back. I was in like the seventh spot or whatever. I went with Chris Johnson, and I kind of flipped a coin, honestly. And I'm thankful I did because he's panning out. I still don't trust him, Bill, but he's panning out. So I've stuck with him the whole year through the thick and thin, kind of like I talked about before. I tend to stick with my guys, the guys that are proven guys through the rough times, and usually they snap out of it. And luckily, he has.
Four of the last five games, he has over 100 yards. In that one game where he didn't, he had 99, so only 1 yard away. He plays the Jacksonville Jaguars in Week 12, has a tough matchup against the Houston Texans, but remember, that was his coming-out party back in Week 4 where he rushed for 141 yards. Then he plays the Colts, the Jets, and finishes up with the Green Bay Packers in Week 16 and then the Jaguars. So, Todd, you might have to start trusting him a little more because he's got a great schedule coming up.
Well, he's a perma-starter for me, but still, like when there's something about him. I don't trust the Titans, I don't trust him, but, you know, he's definitely in my starting lineup.
All right, and then how about the running back chumps? Michael Turner, boy, did he have an awful game, Todd. 15 rushing yards, and everyone was drooling over Michael Turner's, what was it, the puke sound? Play it again. Yeah, you can throw up after that performance because
his eyes
the New Orleans
him.
Saints, one of the worst rushing defenses in the league, and for Turner only to get 15 yards, you see Matt Ryan get 411 yards, you figured, oh, well, the rushing game might have had you know, the passing lanes were open up the rushing game. But Turner, 15 rushing yards, that's just pitiful.
Hey, he's one of the old guys that I tried to avoid him in my drafts in August. He and Steven Jackson. And they're going to have a few good games here and there. But, man, 13 rushes, 15 yards against the Saints, Bill.
I had him on my bench originally watched that Saints-Eagles game 2 weeks ago and what Shady McCoy and company, you know, they just ran. It was just embarrassing to watch the Saints try to stop the run. And I was like, oh, I got to start him this week. I guess not.
Who did you bench for him?
Who did I bench? I benched Jennings, which wasn't that huge because I would have got like 2 points anyway.
Yeah.
But it was just like I just expected. I was banking on like 20 points from Turner this week.
Yeah, a lot of people were. The matchup was that good. And he let down managers.
Juicy, Bill.
That's why he's on the running back chumps list.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, three out of the last – I mean, this is a trend now, man. I mean, three out of the last four games, he hasn't done anything. So keep an eye on him moving forward. And Quiz Rogers, though, Bill, I mean, has he really taken – anything away from Turner, or is Turner just not getting it done with his opportunities?
You know, Quiz, the thing about Quiz is he gets a lot of passes. He gets a lot of receptions. So if you're in a PPR league, you know, he's serviceable. He'll get you 8 points. I think he had four receptions, 33 yards receiving, and 29 rushing yards. So if you're in a PPR league, 4-7, he got you 10 points. More than Turner got you. Turner got you 1.5.
Yeah, only three rushes for Quiz. So I guess kind of to answer my own question, he's not. It's not like Turner's losing the job to Quiz. He's just not getting it done, you know. So
yeah.
That's amazing. Like you said, I mean, there's such a great offense around him. Usually the running game can feed off the passing game, the play action, all that good stuff, and vice versa. Not the case with Turner.
Yeah. Another running back chump we have on the list, Reggie Bush. He was benched, actually, in the game. He lost a fumble. He either got a team's negative points or zero, only 21 rushing yards. And just like Michael Turner, Reggie Bush has been a guy that is struggling in a major way. Hasn't had over 60 yards, Todd, since back in Week 4.
Yeah. Yeah, the first 4 weeks, he had over 60 yards in each of those weeks.
Yeah, he was on fire.
So, yeah, and now he just can't do anything. I mean, he's only scored one touchdown in the past month. And, I don't know. I mean, the Dolphins are – there's so many teams, Bill, that are hard to figure out. I mean, the Titans, really 37-3 over the Dolphins. Did you really expect that?
No, I was not expecting that one.
I mean, it's really getting hard to predict what's going on here in the NFL with a lot of these teams. Dolphins, another team that I don't really trust. I started Hartline in one of my leagues. kind of in a PPR league, just kind of hoping for, you know, 8 catches, 80 yards, something like that.
Which was more than capable of doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
it's not like you were going out on a limb with that. You know, that's what you expect him to do against the Tennessee Titans, who have one of the worst passing defenses in the league.
Exactly. I guess my point is that other than Hartline, as, you know, kind of like a wide receiver two or three, I don't really trust any of those Dolphins.
Yeah.
I know. Speaking of wide receivers, Bill, who are the wide receiver champs this week? Does Megatron finally make the list?
Finally, back at the number one spot on our rest of the way rankings for wide receivers, Calvin Johnson, 207 yards and a touchdown. That was his first touchdown thrown by Matthew Stafford this year. Remember back when the Lions played the Titans in that overtime game, it was actually Sean Hill, the backup, who threw the touchdown to Calvin Johnson. So finally we see Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson connect in the end zone, 207 yards. He's now the third wide receiver this year to get over that 200-yard mark. Reggie Wayne and your boy Brian Hartline were the two others.
13 targets, 12 catches.
Anyone that was doubting Calvin Johnson, like, give me a break. He's still on pace to lead the league in receiving yards. And he's still on pace to finish in the top 10 for receptions.
Give
his touchdowns
a break.
Are down. Yeah, give me a break. Yeah. His touchdowns are down, obviously. He's only projected. Maybe he'll finish with. He's on pace for 4 touchdowns, but I think that's going to go up. But he's on pace for 1,700 yards this year and 107 receptions. Everyone is, you know, the Madden curse. Calvin Johnson's, he's a bust this year. Like, give me a break. He's still on pace. 1,700 yards, Todd.
Yeah, I know. But the touchdowns is the problem. And I saw a stat somewhere, Bill, maybe you can confirm this, that he'd been tackled inside the 2-yard line like 4 different times.
And inside the 5, like 8.
Yeah. So, you know, he's catching, he's catching those bombs and he's just getting caught right before he goes in. So he could very easily have 6 or 7 touchdowns right now, but he doesn't. But like you said, the rest of everything else is, you know, it's Megatron. And the schedule looks pretty good, I think, the rest of the way. He's got to deal with Houston in Week 12, Bill. But other than that, not much to worry about. He's got the Packers twice. Packers are up and down. Got the Colts, Cardinals, who are reeling, Falcons. And week 17, which usually isn't a fantasy week, he does have to play the Bears. So that's probably a good thing. Push that game off to week 17, right?
Right.
So, you know, pretty decent schedule the rest of the way. He has 2 touchdowns, 7 games left, Bill. I'm going to say he's going to wind up with 7 or 8 touchdowns before the season's over.
Yeah, I think that's right on pace, right on target.
Yep.
All right, another wide receiver champ we have, and not many people know who this guy is, but it's Denario Alexander, former Rams wide receiver, 134 yards and a touchdown. He's now with the San Diego Chargers. Phillip Rivers connected with Alexander for 5 different receptions. Denario Alexander is going to be on our pickup list this week. We were actually talking about him a little bit last week at ffchamps.com, one of the guys that you'll want to keep an eye on. And our prediction came, you know, we weren't expecting 134 yards, but our prediction that he'll start getting more involved in the Chargers offense certainly came true.
Yeah, you know, this is a guy that had a world of talent at Missouri, Bill. He just kept getting injured. Mm-hmm. But the one season he had there, he was one of the top receivers in the country in college. So we were kind of keeping an eye on him to see where he would land, and he really hasn't done anything in the NFL. Like you said, a lot of injuries. But, man, he looked healthy against the Bucs. 7 targets, 5 receptions, 134, and a touch.
Yeah. Solid performance from Alexander. All right, the wide receiver chumps. We mentioned his quarterback, Eli Manning, awful day in terms of fantasy football productivity. And how about Victor Cruz, supposed to be his number one wide receiver, only 3 receptions for 26 yards. But when you look at Eli's stats, you have to figure that Victor Cruz is not going to put up much of anything either.
No. And that's bad. It's really bad. Cruz kind of started off pretty red hot to the season, Bill.
Yep.
Top 3 or top 4 fantasy wide receiver. I think rest of the way right now at ffchamps.com, we have him number 10 rest of the way.
Yeah.
And maybe that's even being generous. He still has a boatload of targets. Well, this week he only had 4 targets, Bill. For three catches on 4 targets. And I think the other one he had a bad drop that he should have scored a touchdown on. But most weeks he gets 11, 12 targets. So I don't know. The last 3 weeks, though, Bill, he has a total of 12 fantasy points. That's just not getting it done, obviously.
No, it's not. But if you look at his schedule coming up, he has the Green Bay Packers, Washington Redskins, New Orleans Saints, all in the bottom half of the league when it comes to passing defense. I think Cruz and I think Eli will be fine eventually. But good thing this bye, they couldn't have come at a better time for the New York Giants.
Yeah, they needed it, and they get to prepare for the Packers, which is a pretty big game in the grand scheme of things, non-fantasy. So good week for the bye for the Giants. The other wide receiver chump, Bill, one of Peyton Manning's top targets, typically, Eric Decker. What happened?
Eric Decker, 2 receptions, 15 yards, Todd. And this was a guy that had 7 touchdowns in the last 5 games. I don't know how you go from scoring 2 touchdowns, 99 yards against the Bengals, but then you only get 15 yards, 2 receptions against the Carolina Panthers. Just doesn't make sense. Not worried about Decker at all.
Yeah.
Good to have him get this bad game out of the way now. This was his worst performance of the season. Get it out of the way. A lot of people are relying on Eric Decker as their wide receiver, too, at this point. And I think he's capable of consistently putting up those type of numbers. So it's good that he gets this chump game out of the way now. Don't worry about him the rest of the way.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how that happened. He only had 4 targets, Bill, which was the season low. And I'll be honest, I didn't see a lot of this game. Like, I only saw, you know, some of the red zone stuff. So I didn't have a good idea for how the flow of this game was going. But only 4 targets.
But Peyton finished with 301 yards. And it's not like Demaryius Thomas, you know, he had 135 yards in that game. So somewhere along the lines, there were 170 yards split up between Eric Decker, Jacob Tammy, Brandon Stokley, and Joel Dreesen. And Decker only had 15 of them. All right, that doesn't make sense to me.
No, I'm looking here. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 different receivers caught passes, Bill. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
That is a lot. Demaryius Thomas led the team by a mile with 9 for 135. Then Stokley was second, 4 for 54. He spread it around other than Thomas. So hopefully, like you said, it's an anomaly, and Decker will get back on track. He's been remarkably consistent up until that point. So like you said, I'm not too worried about that. But like you said, it's out of the way. Now we can move on.
All right, let's go to the tight end champs, Jimmy Graham and Tony Gonzalez. Both of these tight ends obviously faced off against each other. Both of these tight ends had over 100 yards. Jimmy Graham, 146 yards, 7 receptions. And Tony Gonzalez, 122 yards, 11 receptions. But what I want to say is both of these tight ends had 2 touchdowns, Todd.
Yep.
So when you think about all the wide receivers that are on the Saints, Marquise Colston, Lance Moore, and all the wide receivers on the Falcons, Julio Jones and Roddy White, it was a tight end show down there in New Orleans with Graham and Gonzalez. Gonzalez, the ageless wonder, both of these guys with 2 touchdowns on the day.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham, since coming back from injury, Bill, 12 fantasy points, 13 fantasy points, 27 fantasy points. So, they took it a little bit slow with Graham, if you remember. They kind of took it easy, and I think I remember I have Jimmy Graham in a couple leagues, so I kind of said, man, just keep him out of the action until he's 100%. I need him for my playoff run, and I'm glad they did because he just looks amazing. But like you said, old man Gonzo, oh, my God.
You got to love him.
Every year we underestimate him in the preseason, don't we?
A little bit.
I mean, yeah, a little bit because what he's doing is just remarkable. 61 catches on the year. 617 yards, 6 touchdowns. Like you said, he had 15 targets in that game. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was really incredible. And if it wasn't for that guy named Rob Gronkowski, Tony Gonzalez and Jimmy Graham would be the number 1 and 2 tight ends in the league. But Gronkowski's still around, so he's number 1. Gonzalez and Graham are fighting back neck and neck for that 2 and 3 spot.
They're definitely the big 3 right now. There's the 3 of them, and then there's a drop-off to get to the next tier. You get Jason Witten and Antonio Gates coming on strong, Owen Daniels, Heath Miller.
Yeah.
But the big 3 are Gronk. The 3 Gs, baby. Gronk, Graham, and Gonzo.
There you go. The 3 Gs.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the tight ends not getting it done, Bill. The chumps, Vernon Davis.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Vernon Davis this year. 4 receptions, 30 yards, and his last four games, Todd, he had 3 fantasy points in week 10. He had a bye in week 9, 3 fantasy points in week 8, 0 in week 7. That was that Thursday night matchup against the Seattle Seahawks. And then only 4 against the New York Giants back in week 6.
He hasn't had a touchdown since week 3.
What's that?
He hasn't scored a touchdown since week 3.
Right, yeah, he hasn't scored a touchdown since week 3. But he started off the season. Look at his stats to start off the season. 1 touchdown in week 1, 2 in week 2, 1 in week 3. First 3 games of the year, he had 4 touchdowns, and he hasn't scored since. I don't know what happened to Vernon Davis this year. I don't know if the 49ers are phasing him out of the offense. That wouldn't make a lot of sense. He's such a mismatch for defenders. Maybe defenses are focusing too much on him, and they're really shutting him down. I don't get it.
Well, all I know is he has twice Tony Gonzalez has twice as many targets as Vernon Davis.
Wow.
That's amazing. I mean, think about it. Vernon Davis finished off the playoffs on a tear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the last thing in everyone's mind heading fast forward all the way to August was, man, Vernon Davis. That the 49ers are going to be really good. Vernon Davis and Alex Smith are clicking. And I think we overanalyzed where Vernon Davis should be drafted. And on the flip side, Tony Gonzalez, you're like, well, he's another year older.
Yeah.
How much longer can he do it? Right. I think a lot of people drafted Vernon Davis maybe over Gonzo. And, man, right now, it's just a brutal error if you did that.
All right, the last tight end I want to mention, JerMichael Finley. He was on a bye, Todd, but you know what? In my mind, he's still a chump.
Just wanted to squeeze that in there. Don't you?
Yeah.
There you go. So there you go. Champs and chumps, folks.
All right, coming up, we'll break down the Patriots' upcoming game against the Indianapolis Colts from a fantasy football perspective. And, of course, we're taking your telephone calls, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Feel free to give us a ring with your Week 11 waiver wire questions or start sick questions. We're coming back up next on Patriots.com Radio.
From your fantasy football draft to the league championship, the fantasy football champs have you covered.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football.
and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Rooting for the Patriots is great.
Woo!
Rooting for one specific Patriots player because he's on your fantasy football team? Well, that's just spectacular.
Brady on first down, play action, shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski touchdown. That was like stealing. I mean, he was wide open.
It's time for the Patriots Fantasy Spotlight on Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, welcome back. Bill and Todd hanging out with you on Patriots.com Radio. You are listening to the Fantasy Football Champs, and we are ready to break down the Patriots' upcoming matchup against the Indianapolis Colts from a fantasy football perspective. So we'll run down the list of offensive players that matter most to you for your fantasy football lineup. Todd, we always start off with Tom Brady, the quarterback, obviously. Let's start. He's ranked third this week on the FFCPI, and that's because, well, not only—
Everyone sucks but me.
Yeah, right. Not only is he one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now, but the Colts are allowing the 19th most points to quarterbacks this year. They're giving up an average of 18 fantasy points per game, and you can even tick that up a little bit since Brady has been so dynamic this year.
Yeah, hey, this, you know, Brady, you got to figure he's going to continue to do what he does best. You know, the offense has been a little disappointing, only that they haven't passed nearly as much as we might have thought heading into the season, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the running game has been so vibrant for them that it's been more of a balanced attack.
Right.
I mean, you know, maybe there were some of us that were secretly hoping Brady might throw 50 touchdown passes. You know, I don't see that happening. What's he projected for yardage-wise, Bill? Do you have that?
4,702, and he's projected to get 32 touchdowns, which would be fifth in the league. His 4,700 yards would be— where does Brady rank in this list? He's projected for sixth best in yards, 4,702, and then 32 touchdowns would be fifth in the league.
Right,
so
right.
So, you know, still remains a top five quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. But you have to admit, I mean, the running game has been much better than we thought.
Oh, of course. I mean, I don't think anyone expected Stephen Ridley to produce at this rate. Right now, Ridley, fifth best in the league. He's on pace for 1,400 rushing yards. Kevin, when is the last time the New England Patriots had a running back go over 1,200 yards?
I think it's probably Corey Dillon.
Corey Dillon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Ridley, great draft pick. They got rid of Ben Jarvis. I do not
care about the numbers.
You don't care about the numbers.
That was Corey Dillon.
Care about the numbers. 1,400 yards Ridley's on pace for. 9 touchdowns or 11 touchdowns.
He had some gems. I hear Todd laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
I don't give a
These are all from the Dillon? Locker room. They're all Dillon. They're phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah.
I didn't come here to get no stats. I had stats. I came here to win football games.
And that he did.
Yeah. Won a Super Bowl.
I'm looking at the, you know, Tom Brady's stats for the year, Bill, and again, we judge Tom Brady at a different level than most other quarterbacks, but he's only eclipsed 20 fantasy points 3 times.
Yeah.
The whole season. Now, yeah, his lowest is 16 and 17, so he's got a lot of 16, 17s, and 18s and 19s,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, but you know, he's only had really 2 explosive games the whole season. Would you agree?
I think. You know, I was expecting him actually to have a really big game against the Bills last weekend, but that didn't really happen.
No, 230. I guess that's my point. You know, he's obviously, like you said, top 5, top 6 quarterback. But when you draft him where you do in the first round, you're hoping for more than that, you know?
Right, right.
Now, he can certainly explode the second half of the season. I guess my whole point to this little conversation, Bill, is that you have to worry about the Patriots running game now if you're a Tom Brady owner. You have to keep it in mind that there could be games where they just resort to the run a little bit more than you'd like, especially in the red zone, you know. I'd like to see those little fades to Gronk, those little tight, you know, dump offs the tight end from the 2-yard line, and instead they're running it a lot more.
All right, well, speaking of the running game, Stephen Ridley, fourth on the FFCPI this week. He's going up against the 21st-ranked run defense. The Colts are allowing an average of 18 fantasy points to running backs. And you know what? We have Danny Woodhead as our 31st running back. So Woodhead, good enough for a flex option this week. We saw him with the two touchdowns against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, well, hey, Ridley, 22 rushes last week, 98 yards and a touchdown. That's some righteous stats, my friend.
Yeah.
And like you said, the Colts' defense isn't all that. Colts have been on a kind of riding a high lately, too, Bill. You got to wonder if the Colts are going to hit a wall here eventually. You know what I mean? I mean, the Colts are very capable of just putting up a stinker after all these wins they've had in a row and all the emotion with Chuck Pagano. I'm not, you know, would it surprise you if they just threw in a clunker, like a 34-6 clunker one of these games? Bunch of rookies.
Yes, it would. That would surprise me.
Okay.
I actually think they're a solid football team. Right. What are they? 6-3 right now? Yeah, they're 6-3.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like they're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can see them putting up a clunker in the next couple weeks. But the Colts, I actually believe in the Colts.
Okay.
I'm not saying they're going to beat the Patriots this week.
I'm just saying that.
But they're on a four-game winning streak, and they're 4-1 in their last five games.
Yeah. They've won. I guess my point is that I like the Colts too. We've been talking about it. I love Andrew Luck. I'm just saying that in one of these next couple of games, I wouldn't be surprised if they just kind of had a stinker. I don't know when that'll happen or if it will, but we'll see. But Ridley, Ridley should do just fine. Especially with Bolden out for the next 4 weeks, Ridley's going to be a great fantasy option.
And then I mentioned Danny Woodhead 31st. How about Wes Welker? We're over to the wide receivers. Welker, we got him ranked number 2 this week on our rankings at ffjams.com. The Colts, they're 26th when it comes to stopping opposing wide receivers, allowing 31 points per game to wide receivers this year. Brandon Lloyd is ranked 24th.
Well, Welker needs to get in the end zone. He hasn't scored in... Lloyd! Welker hasn't scored since that Seattle game back in week 6.
Right.
So he's catching balls. He's caught 6 balls each of the last 3 weeks. But he needs to get in the end zone here sooner or later. Only 2 touchdowns on the year. So in PPR, he's still a force, but he needs to start scoring a few touchdowns.
And that was that game against Seattle that you mentioned was also the last time Welker had over 100 yards. Now, you know, you mentioned that Welker needs to get into the end zone more. To me, he's never really been a guy that scores a lot of touchdowns. You draft Wes Welker in, you know, the late second, early third round if you're in a PPR league because
right.
You know he's going to end up with over 100 receptions. This year he's on pace, I think, for like 115. But the thing about Welker, you don't expect him to score a lot of touchdowns. So if you're in a PPR league, the receptions are what matters. And to see him only get 6 the last 3 weeks, well, that's kind of burning you a little bit because now he's not getting as many receptions as you'd like to see. You know, you'd think he'd average about 10. And then his yards haven't been up either.
Yeah. Yeah, he has scored. He scored 9 receiving touchdowns last year, 7 the year before. So he's averaging 8 touchdowns last two years. Right now, he's on pace for 4?
Right.
So
4.
You know, but I hear you. I mean, he's a PPR play, and quite frankly, he's usually overdrafted in non-PPR formats.
Yes, see, that's the thing. I think he is. Yeah. I think you're right.
He is, and so in non-PPR formats, I usually never get him because he's always drafted way too early. But obviously, I target him when it's a PPR format. So, yeah, PPR, he's still great. But just temper your expectations and hope that he gets a few more touchdowns. He caught an easy touchdown or dropped an easy touchdown. I don't know if you saw that one, Bill, last week. I guess the sun was in his eyes or something. But he was streaking down the seam, and Tom Brady hit him perfectly. Nobody was on him. He just bounced off his hands. He would have scored a nice long touchdown. So he needs to start reeling those in to make his fantasy owners really happy.
All right, how about the tight ends? We're not sure what happened to Aaron Hernandez last week. It looked like he was going to play. He was, you know, questionable heading into the game, and then all of a sudden he was ruled inactive. So that kind of sent fantasy managers for a whirlwind right before game time. But how about Rob Gronkowski? We have him ranked number 2 this week. And, Todd, you know, people say that Rob Gronkowski, you know, he's so good, and we're really proving it this week because the Colts have allowed – the least amount of points to tight ends this year, and we still have him as our number 2 tight end for week 11.
You know, we just talked about how Wes Welker's not getting any red zone love in the end zone. Well, Gronk is. He scored 5 touchdowns the last 3 weeks. 5 touchdowns, that is, in the last 3 weeks. He has 8 touchdowns on the year already, Bill. 8.
Gronk does.
Gronk.
Yeah,
sorry if I misspoke there. Yeah, what I'm saying is Gronk has 5 touchdowns the last 3 weeks and 8 touchdowns on the year.
Yeah, well, so, he's dominant.
Yeah, so he only had 4 targets last week, which is a little bit concerning, but he caught 3 of them, only 31 yards, but he scored that touchdown. As long as he's scoring those touchdowns, he'll be fine. You know, if the Colts are pretty good against the tight end, does that really apply to Gronk?
No, that's why we have him ranked so high.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, the Colts are the best team when it comes to stopping the tight end. And even with that stat, even with that horrible matchup for Ron Gronkowski, we still have him ranked as our number 2 tight end this week. I think that's saying a lot.
Yeah, well, he's the Gronk, man. You got to plug him in your lineups each and every week. Want to move over to the Colts, Bill?
Yeah, Andrew Luck ranked 5th this week. And sorry, Pats fans, you're not going to want to hear this, but their secondary is just awful this year. So Patriots are giving up the 2nd most points to quarterbacks. We have Andrew Luck all the way in the top 5 for the first time in his career.
That'd be the highest. Yeah, I was going to say that's the highest he's been ranked.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
My
Fitzpatrick play played out well last week.
What's that?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick was a great play.
I started Fitzy over Newton, and it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that was nice. Nice play, Kevin.
Yeah, he did do well. Real well. Well, you know, I guess the weird thing about Andrew Luck, Bill, is he's thrown the ball a ton, and he has a lot of yards. What is he, number 4 in yards in the league? 2,600 yards?
I think he's 5th.
4th or 5th?
Yeah, and I don't have it right in front of me
right now. Only 10 touchdown passes. I know he has 5 on the ground, which is huge and helpful. But it's kind of weird that only he has 10 touchdown passes with all those passing attempts and then passing yards. You know what
Andrew
I mean?
Luck right now on pace to finish with the 7th most passing yards in the league. Yeah, you mentioned he only has 10 passing touchdowns, but he has the 5 rushing touchdowns, right, which is only 1 behind RG3. So RG3 is getting all the love for being this incredible athlete rushing the football. Andrew Luck has 5 touchdowns himself.
Yeah, and we talked about Tom Brady only having, I think, 3 games over 20 fantasy points.
Right.
Luck has 5 games over 20 fantasy points.
There you go.
So, he's getting it done, man.
Let's move over to the running backs. Vic Ballard, Donald Brown. Brown has been a big headache the last couple weeks. He's always playing. He's always active. Then he comes out of the game with an injury. So, we have Ballard ranked 28th. Pat's giving up the 9th least amount of points to opposing running backs. Only 13 points on average. And then we have Donald Brown a couple spots below Ballard.
I don't like either of these guys. They're giving me a giant headache. I have them in 1 league, both of them.
Yeah.
And I keep playing the wrong one every week, so I'm just fed up with these two.
All right, for wide receivers, you got to love Reggie Wayne's matchup this week. He's ranked 3rd on our rankings at ffchamps.com. Patriots giving up the 7th most points to wide receivers. That's why we got a lot of love for Donnie Avery and your boy, Todd, T.Y. Hilton, the rookie out of Florida International. Avery's ranked 28th. Hilton's ranked 29th.
Yeah, well, hey, Hilton's going to – he's kind of boom or bust. He'll either catch that long ball for a touchdown or he won't. So if he catches that long one, which is perfectly possible against the Patriots, you know, he'll do just fine this week.
Reggie Wayne's a guy you got to keep an eye on. We mentioned Tony Gonzalez as being the ageless wonder for tight ends. Reggie Wayne is doing the same thing, I believe, in his 13th year in the NFL at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, completely. Another big name that was overlooked on draft day.
All right, how about the tight end? He's a rookie. Dwayne Allen, Kobe Fleener likely not going to play, so we have Allen ranked pretty high this week, and the Patriots are allowing the 3rd most points to tight ends.
Well, if you have a tight end on a bye or you're in a jam with an injury, you know, he's a viable option. But there's so many tight ends in that tier, Bill, that, you know, you just kind of – there's always somebody to grab off the waiver wire. You know, Allen's available in a lot of my leagues right now.
I think as long as Kobe Fleener's not playing, Allen's pretty viable option.
Yeah. You said you had, ranked 14th, right?
Yeah, 14th.
So he's viable. Exactly. He's borderline startable.
Yeah. All right, so that kind of wraps up our Patriots-Colts preview. Todd, we actually have a caller on the Ace Ticket Hotline. 508-298-0398 is the number to reach us. Let's turn the air over to Justin in Boston. What's going on, Justin? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I
have a few quick questions. Since I have a bet, I'm a quarterback, so I'm probably out this week. Probably coming up for the waiver wire for tomorrow. Which ones do you like better, Tannehill, Sam Bradford, or Nick Foles from the Eagles?
All right, so Sam Bradford, Nick Foles, or Ryan Tannehill.
Yep.
Yeah, right. I have Ryan Tannehill. Oh, Ryan Tannehill. You know, we were expecting a good matchup. He was one of my sleepers last week, but he let everyone down in a really big way. But you know what? He's playing against the Buffalo Bills this weekend. 27th against the pass. He's my 18th ranked quarterback. I have Nick Foles right behind them because the Philadelphia Eagles and Nick Foles, who will likely be starting for Mike Vick, is playing against the Washington Redskins. But since we haven't seen a whole lot of Foles just yet, I was a little cautious about putting him above guys like Tannehill, Schaub, and Flacco, even though Foles' matchup is a lot better. So Foles is not a bad option if you want to take a risk. I think Tannehill's the safest play, and I wouldn't take Bradford against the Jets. No way.
Okay, and one more question.
Sure.
I also have Andrew Hernandez as my tight end. Mm-hmm. He's always like seems like a day-to-day or like last-minute change, whatever, like the past few weeks. Would you pick up Dennis Pitta as like insurance policy? So if come Thursday, because I watch the box on Thursdays. So if you can't go on Thursday,
who have you been starting the last couple of weeks? Because Hernandez has been out since week 7.
Oh, last couple of weeks I've been starting out Kyle Rudolph, and this time I benched him, and he went off for 7.5 points.
So
I don't know. Go figure.
Do you not trust Rudolph anymore?
No. Everybody told me when I called you guys last week. You said,
we said Hernandez was going to play, and then we kind of gasped at the fact that you had a. Lock in your lineup by Thursday, right? So
exactly.
At that point in time, it seemed like Hernandez was going to play. He wasn't practicing because, you know, the birth of his child, and he was a little bit banged up. But all indications were that what Hernandez was going to play last week. So, you know, your league rule, that really stinks, locking your lineup in by Thursday. If you don't want to risk the Hernandez situation this week, then you should probably go with Kyle Rudolph. I like him better than Dennis Pitta.
They're on a bye, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, the Vikings are on a bye, right.
That's why.
Yeah. And Pitta's got the Steelers.
Yes.
On the road. And Pitta, you know, 67, he basically replicated what Rudolph did last week. 5 catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown for Pitta.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I brought up Pitta, because Rudolph has the bye week.
How about Dwayne Allen? We just talked about him. Is he out there?
Somebody just grabbed him. But I can tell you who else is available for tight ends.
Who else you got?
Let me see. Yep, there's, besides Pitta, there's Brent Celek, Asano, Rob Huesler, Dallas Clark, Mercedes Lewis.
Go with Finley. Pitta. I meant to say Pitta. I thought he was going to say Finley next. I was getting nervous. No, go with Dennis Pitta.
So you say Pitta over Celek. Is that what you're saying, Bill?
Although, you know, tight ends with the rookie quarterback, that's a safety blanket. Well, I have Celek ranked 9th this week. I have Pitta ranked 19th. I like Celek better than Pitta.
I was going to say Celek only because of the matchup. I mean, the Redskins, Bill. I mean, Celek, both of these tight ends could get you a goose egg. Let's be honest. However, I think Celek has some upside against the Redskins. I think that the Eagles will move the ball just fine against the Redskins. And like Bill just said, rookie quarterbacks love that check down, right?
Yeah.
Try to slow down the game, and they see that first guy they see is that big tight end just standing 5 yards down the field. So I would take Celek over Pitta.
All right, sounds good.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your call, Justin. Best of luck in Week 11. Todd, we'll be taking more calls throughout the show, so get your phone lines ready, 508-298-0398, plus we'll answer some emails when we come back, webradio@patriots.com. Also, coming up in the show, we will reveal our waiver wire pickups and go over some of the injuries that happened in Week 10 and how they'll affect your lineups in Week 11. That's all coming up next right here on patriots.com radio.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with Bill Pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Probable?
It is what it is.
Questionable?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs, Bill and Todd. We're about to go over the Week 10 injuries and how they'll affect your fantasy football lineups for Week 11. And right on the heels of the injury report, we'll go over our waiver wire pickup. So if you have a question about who you guys should be picking up this week, give us a ring, 508-298-0398. Todd, let's start off with the quarterbacks. Four starting quarterbacks went down with injuries in Week 10. Jay Cutler, Mike Vick, Alex Smith all suffered concussions. And then on Monday night, we saw Big Ben Roethlisberger separated his shoulder. He has an SC sprain. I'm going to try to pronounce this real quick. Sternoclavicular. Sternoclavicular. I think I got
nice.
That right. Yeah, I think I got that right. Anyway, SC sprain for short. Big Ben looks like he can miss a couple weeks of action. They're saying that Mike Vick may miss the rest of the season. And then let's see what happens with Jay Cutler and Alex Smith. Both of those teams, the Bears and the 49ers, are playing each other this week. A lot of playoff implications on the line in that game. So even though the NFL is supposedly cracking down on concussions, let's see if Cutler and Alex Smith are in action on Monday night.
All right, well, let's take these one at a time, Bill. Let's start off with Mike Vick. Now, it was only a matter of time before, I mean, he got hurt. We just, you know, honestly, behind that offensive line, he'd been hit hundreds of times this year, which is just remarkable how many times he got pounded behind that that terrible line. And, you know, you're just waiting for him one time not to get up. And that's pretty much what happened. I mean, he took a couple hits. They didn't look any more dangerous than any other hits he took all year, right? I think he just had too many hits, and it just finally caught up with him, and he banged his head the wrong way, and and that's that. Now, from listening to Andy Reid's news conference, it sounds like it's a pretty significant concussion as far as concussions go. Yeah. So I agree with you. He's definitely out this week. And what's the motivation to bring him back? You know, what's the motivation for the Eagles right now?
Well, right now it looks like Nick Foles is going to be the quarterback of the future. I mean, that's who they drafted this year to replace Mike Vick, who we all kind of figured the Eagles would get rid of at the end of the season. So you're right, Todd. What's the motivation for the Eagles to bring back Vick? Now they get an opportunity to see what Nick Foles can do in live NFL action, not in the preseason. So I think they're going to keep Vick on ice and start Foles the rest of the year.
I agree with that, but here's the twist. What does Andy Reid have to benefit from playing Nick Foles? Andy Reid's not going to be around next year, so what does he care? Do you know what I mean? It's a tough question.
Yeah.
You know, Andy Reid's gone, okay? Unless the Eagles win out, you know, Nick Foles becomes the next Tom Brady. You know, the Eagles are done. They're going to get rid of Andy Reid. And Vic, they have to cut Vic, I think it's, what, 3 days after the Super Bowl in order to save $15 million or something like that?
Right.
So that's a no-brainer. So, you know, who's calling the shots here? The only people that are going to be left over in Philadelphia are Howie Roseman, their GM, and the owner. So, really, I mean, and Andy Reid calls all the shots right now. So it's a weird situation. And but fantasy-wise, Nick Foles is an intriguing prospect. He's going to get beaten upon just like Vic eventually behind the O-line. They're going to have to construct some sort of quick passing game, Bill. Otherwise, he's going to be forced into a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know, and he's a rookie. And, you know, last week against the Cowboys, he made some nice plays and some not-so-nice plays. I mean, he threw a pick six. He could have thrown a couple other pick sixes. But what are you going to do? You know, he's never played in live action before. He didn't have any time to prepare. At least this week he'll be preparing all week with the ones, and he's got a decent matchup against the Redskins. So I look for him to be able to, you know, gather some nice garbage time points this week and maybe a couple touchdown passes. But, you know, keep your expectations in check with Nick Foles.
Let's move over to the running back injury report. Frank Gore had x-rays on an undisclosed injury after the tie against the Rams. Buffalo Bills running back Fred Jackson already ruled out for this weekend's matchup on Thursday night. He suffered a concussion against the Patriots. Darren McFadden is iffy for week 11 with that ankle injury. He's still in a walking boot. I say no way he plays. And DeMarco Murray for the Dallas Cowboys, the team is not optimistic he'll be able to play against the Browns. And Murray has been just rotting on people's benches for the last, I don't know, 5-6 weeks of the season.
Yeah, including mine. I think the good news there for fantasy fans is CJ Spiller owners. Got to be loving that, the Fred Jackson.
Right?
I mean, CJ Spiller, he's instantly jumps way up in the world of fantasy football for this week. Where do we have him ranked this week, Bill?
Spiller, I believe he's somewhere in the...
Like number nine.
Hold on. Yeah, number nine.
There you go.
Even though he's playing against a tough Miami defense, without Fred Jackson in the mix, we saw what Spiller was able to do a couple weeks earlier on in the season with no F-Jacks in the backfield.
Chris Johnson had his way with the Dolphins last week, so that's good news for Spiller. So that's the big news as far as I'm concerned out of that, because McFadden, we knew he wasn't going to play. Same with Murray. Gore, that's an interesting one to keep an eye on, but C.J. Spiller's the one that's going to benefit the most from these injuries.
All right, how about the wide receivers? Demaryius Thomas, he suffered a knee injury, but he still was able to get over 130 yards. We're going to keep an eye on how he practices this week for the Denver Broncos. Julio Jones suffered a shin injury, but he sat out most of the first half, came back into action in the second half. He should be fine for week 11. Jeremy Maclin exited briefly for week 10 with a head and neck injury. He also was able to return to action, so it looks like a serious injury was avoided there for the Eagles wide receiver. And at the tight end, only really one guy of note, Brandon Myers of the Oakland Raiders, had that big game in Week 9. A lot of high expectations for him in Week 10, but then he suffered a concussion against the Baltimore Ravens, and it doesn't look like he'll be able to play as we head to Week 11.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. They're mounting up.
All right, before we get into our pickups, let's go to DJ in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, if you have a fantasy football question. What's going on, DJ? Thanks for calling in.
How's it going, guys?
Going well. What you got for us today?
I was wondering what your feelings were on Jamaal Charles. You know, he hasn't done well until last week, and, of course, he's on my bench. Mm. And I was wondering if you think I should sell high on him because his playoff and Super Bowl games are great matchups, Cleveland, Oakland, and Indianapolis.
Yeah, they really are. And, DJ, you bring up an interesting point with that playoff game. He's actually going to be one of the guys of note that we'll mention later in the show. We're going to do a trade bait and trade prey segment where we reveal who has really easy matchups during the playoffs and who has really difficult matchups during the playoffs. And to me, Jamaal Charles has always been a second half of the year type player. For whatever reason, the Chiefs stop giving him the football in weeks 5, 6, and 7, and then all of a sudden he comes alive in weeks 9, 10, all the way through the fantasy football championships in week 16. You look at his schedule, week 11 against the Bengals, that's an easy matchup. Somewhat of a difficult matchup against the Denver Broncos in week 12. But then in week 13, 14, 15, and 16, he has nothing but green matchups. Those are the easy matchups. I think you have to hold on to Jamaal Charles. Even against a tough Pittsburgh defense on Monday Night Football, he still ran for 100 yards. He got into the end zone. I think Jamaal Charles has to be in your roster and has to be in your starting lineup for the rest of the season.
Okay. And how do you feel about Mike Wallace if Ben Roethlisberger doesn't play next week?
Ah, see, that's a different story. You know, Mike Wallace is a deep flyer. A big Ben Roethlisberger has that big-time arm, runs around the pocket, makes time until Wallace can get open. You know, I would say that Antonio Brown is going to be the guy that is the biggest reward for Byron Leftwich being under center because you saw the game on Monday night. They're throwing a lot of screen passes, a lot of short crossing routes, a lot of slants. So, look, maybe Emmanuel Sanders, maybe Jericho Cotchery start coming to action a little more. I'd be a little concerned about Mike Wallace going forward. I'm not saying that you should bench him, but without Big Ben Roethlisberger in that lineup, who has a rocket arm and really hits Wallace on those deep passes, I think Wallace's stats are going to come down a little bit. That's what happened last year, too, by the way. Wallace got a little bit banged up. Big Ben got a little bit banged up, and Mike Wallace's stats started to come down a little bit.
Yeah, I have Torrey Smith on my bench. You think I should go with him this week?
Oh, you're asking just for this week?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Mike Wallace playing against the Baltimore Ravens, Torrey Smith playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers, same matchup. Wallace is 16th on the FFCPI this week. Torrey Smith, I can't trust Torrey Smith against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, the Steelers defense, they're just playing incredibly lately. Incredible lately. Even with Leftwich under center, I think the Steelers are going to give the Ravens a lot of problems this weekend. It's in Pittsburgh. They're playing well. It's a lot of playoff implications.
The Steelers are going to have to win this game like they did last night. They're going to have to keep it under 17 points, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be an ugly game. The Steelers are going to try to make it an ugly game anyway. That's a tough call. Smith and Wallace.
Really, I think you go with Wallace.
You're going to go Wallace?
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Go Patriots.
Sure, thank you, DJ. Thanks for the call.
That's a tough call. I mean, you know, the ramifications of these quarterback injuries, Bill, really going to throw a lot of managers for a loop here.
Yep.
I mean, last night, Wallace had that ridiculous touchdown catch, but he only had 3 catches for 14 yards.
Right.
You know, and he had a bunch of drops, continues to drop the ball. And like you said, he's the deep man. And, you know, without Big Ben in there, it's going to be interesting to see if they change his patterns around or if they're just going to throw more to Sanders or Cotchery.
Todd, we're getting a couple emails. Webradio@patriots.com is how you email into the show. We have a question from Chris. He says, hey, champs, I was proposed a trade. I would receive Chris Johnson, and he has to give up Alfred Morris and Brian Hartline. Todd, what do you think of that trade? Should Chris do it?
Hartline and who? Alfred?
Yep.
And he'd be getting Chris Johnson?
Correct.
Well, does he reveal the rest of his lineup, or is that all we have to go off?
That's all we got.
I don't know, man.
I'm kind of liking Chris Johnson the rest of the way. We mentioned his strength of schedule a little earlier. I see a lot of green matchups, a lot of easy matchups. I think Chris Johnson, he's hot right now. I don't think he's going to slow down. He's not going to go back. He's not going to revert to what he was doing in the first 3 weeks of the season. I think you can trust Chris Johnson going forward. I would rather have him on the squad. If you're trading away Brian Hartline, that tells me that his wide receiver situation is fine. So you're giving up Alfred Morris, but you're getting a big upgrade at the running back spot. I think Chris should do this trade.
Probably. This week, Chris Johnson is on a bye. So he's got to make sure he's covered. Alfred Morris covers for him for his bye week this week.
We got another email from Craig. This one is, he wants to trade Josh Freeman, who is on his bench, Todd. It's his backup quarterback. And he wants to get a running back. And the partner that is willing to trade with him has Ray Rice, Stephen Ridley, Mark Ingram, Isaac Redman, Vic Ballard, or Alex Green. To me, you're not getting Ray Rice or Ridley. Unless Craig's fantasy football opponent is on crack, he's not giving up Ray Rice or Stephen Ridley for Josh Freeman, right?
You might be able to try to sell him on Ridley just to get the ball rolling, see what happens, but yeah, you're right.
So it would really come down to Mark Ingram, Isaac Redman, Vic Ballard, or Alex Green. Now, you do want to get a running back, and Freeman, he's just sitting on your bench. You're not getting any points for him. But is Craig making his team better by taking on an Isaac Redman or a Vic Ballard, who I think are the two really viable options out of Ingram, Redman, Ballard, or Alex Green? Or is he just making his opponent's team that much better? So you don't want to do that. You don't want to trade just to get a running back, and then your team, your opponent, is getting a lot better value in the trade.
I agree. I totally agree. How is that really helping him? I mean, really? Do you want to, Vic Ballard, you're going to be dealing with that running back by committee issue.
Yeah.
I mean, if Dwyer were to get hurt again, maybe you could make the case for Redman, but now you're looking at those two guys. I mean, yesterday, did you see what Redman did last night?
Yeah.
Eight rushes, 21 yards.
He fumbled, then he got benched, and then he came back in later in the game.
Yeah. He had eight rushes, 21 yards. That's not getting it done. I would not do the trade. Look at Freeman, man. 18 touchdown passes.
18. Yeah, Freeman's been playing great. And, it's too bad that he can't dump him, because you should be able to get a good value out of him. But you're not getting Ray Rice, and you're not getting Stephen Ridley, like I said, unless his opponent is, insane in the membrane.
Yeah, I agree. I would try to do something with Ridley, but it won't. It probably won't happen. But that's his only hope. I would not do it for, Mark Ingram, forget it. And Redman, no, I wouldn't do it, man. You got to get more back in return for Freeman.
Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back with our waiver wire update. Some Patriots on it, actually. Danny Woodhead, one of them. Chris Ivory from the Saints. A couple other running backs that you'll want to pick up. And then we'll also reveal who has easy or difficult matchups during the fantasy football playoffs. That's weeks 14 through 18. So when we come back, all that is coming up next on Patriots.com Radio.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank of AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. It is time to get your waiver wire questions in. So give us a call, 508-298-0398. Or you can tweet us at FFChamps on Twitter. We're answering tweets all the time, Todd. It's nonstop on Twitter, especially on game day. It goes crazy with the amount of start and sit questions that we're getting over at FFChamps.com.
What would we do without Twitter, Bill?
I don't know. Well, what were we doing 3 years ago?
I know.
It's amazing to think.
It was a lot of email.
But how do we follow all the injury updates? I mean, it's incredible now to think of my life without Twitter. Forget Facebook. Facebook not important when it comes to fantasy football coverage. Twitter is where it's at. If you're not on Twitter and you're a serious fantasy football player, you need to really reevaluate your priorities in terms of social media.
Yeah, totally. Unbelievable.
All right, well, so let's get to these waiver wire pickups. All right. We mentioned all the quarterbacks that went down with injuries this week. Alex Smith, Jay Cutler, Mike Vick, Big Ben Roethlisberger. Of their backups, Colin Kaepernick for the 49ers, Jason Campbell for the Bears, Nick Foles for the Eagles, and Byron Leftwich for the Steelers. I like Colin Kaepernick the best for this week, but then going forward the rest of the year, I like Nick Foles a little bit better.
Yeah, well, you got to think that Alex Smith will be out probably 1 week at maximum, right? He might even he might even play this week. I mean, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
As we're taping this show. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to roll with Kaepernick, Bill, you're relying on his rushing ability. You're hoping that he can get 50, 60, 70 rushing yards, maybe a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
That's where he's going to get his points. Whereas Nick Foles is probably going to have to dink and dunk his way to his fantasy points.
Did you see on ESPN last night they had a dink and dunk graphic underneath Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, but they misspelled it.
They misspelled it in a big way. Drink and drunk they had.
Oh.
Can't believe that. They don't have, like, editors or spell checkers or proofreaders or that kind of thing.
I
it's on national
that.
TV.
Yeah, well, nothing gets by the internet media anymore, Bill. That was all over the place today. Yeah, that was rather unfortunate for Big Ben.
All right, so let's go to the running backs. And I mentioned that we had a Patriots running back on the pickup list this week, and that's Danny Woodhead. The guy is available in 70% of fantasy leagues out there. Two touchdowns against the Bills. That was in addition to his receiving and rushing yards, he had 20 fantasy points. No Brandon Bolden for the next three games. Shane Vereen didn't really impress a whole lot. Woodhead, in my mind, Todd, a great option if you're in a PPR league.
PPR. That's the big key word there. Because the last 2 weeks, he only has three rushing attempts, right? But yeah, he has nine receptions. So that's mm-hmm. that's where you're going to get your points out of him. Plus, he can get in the end zone. He has four total touchdowns on the year. So, yeah, Danny Woodhead is viable as long as Bolden's out.
All right, how about another running back? Chris Ivory of the New Orleans Saints. No Darren Sproles likely for Week 11. Ivory, second week in a row with a touchdown. He scored in Week 9 and Week 10.
Big-time touchdown. Did you see that thing?
Yeah, it was a great run. He led all Saints running backs in Week 10 with 72 yards, and you mentioned that really big run. Awesome.
That run was very reminiscent of Marshawn Lynch beast mode run in the playoffs a couple years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, very true.
You just run over guys, stiff-arming guys. That was a huge run. And, you know, the last 2 weeks, 10 rushing attempts, 7 rushing attempts, but he's turned those 17 total rushing attempts, Bill, into 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. So he's making the most out of his carries.
All right, a couple more running backs to get to. Daniel Thomas of the Miami Dolphins. You know, Reggie Bush was benched because of a fumble in Week 10. But even before that, we started to see Reggie Bush get less and less carries the last couple of weeks. Daniel Thomas seems to be carving out a pretty interesting role, especially in the goal line situation.
Yeah, he's a bigger back. I mean, I guess the question with him is, Bill, are you looking at him as a waiver wire pickup for 1 week or for the long haul? Because I don't like their schedule over the next month.
Right, but if you need a spot start because Darren McFadden's still hurt,
yeah,
or you had a couple guys like Adrian Peterson on a bye this week, Ahmad Bradshaw on a bye this week, you know, Daniel Thomas, the matchup doesn't get better with the Buffalo Bills coming down.
Yeah, I agree. Or, if you're looking at 1 week, I agree with you, but then after Buffalo, they get the Seahawks, Patriots, and Niners.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the Seahawks and Niners at all.
No.
So, yeah, it's a 1 week play in my book.
All right, the last running back I wanted to mention is really a guy that we mentioned last week, but we weren't sure if he was going to get all the carries like he did in Week 10, and that's Marcel Rees filling in for Darren McFadden with the Oakland Raiders. Great in the PPR format, still available in over 50% of fantasy leagues out there. In Week 10 against the Ravens, he had 48 rushing yards, 7 receptions, 56 receiving yards.
Yeah, he won't be available in 50% of fantasy leagues after tonight. After waiver wire runs for this week.
No way.
In PPR leagues, Bill, the last two games, 8 catches, 95 yards and a touchdown in Week 9 against Tampa Bay. And then last week, 7 catches for 56 yards. I mean, forget the rushing for a second. 7 catches for 56 yards. At this point in the season for PPR, that's pretty good. Tack on 48 rushing yards on 13 attempts. That's 20 touches, Bill, for Marcel Rees. That is getting it done, unlike his counterpart, Tawan Jones, who was non-existent in the offense.
Let's go to the wide receivers. We mentioned Denario Alexander during the wide receiver champ segment. And Norv Turner and Phillip Rivers, they've been very disappointed with the way Robert Meacham has been coming along in this offense. Remember, Meacham was our big free agent acquisition in the summer of heading into the season. Denario Alexander, they said they wanted to get him a lot more involved, and look what happened in Week 10. He led the team with 134 receiving yards, caught 5 passes, one of which was a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, he's got upside. I think he's risky, but this time of year, you got to take some risks. You know, you try to find another receiver to fill out your roster. He's a guy with upside. You know, he hasn't really proven to be that great. You know, he's had a couple big games throughout his career, Bill. I'm looking at his career stats here. He's had about 4 games over the last 3 years where he's actually performed decently fantasy-wise. So keep your expectations in check. But he does have some upside in that offense. If Phillip Rivers likes him, maybe we should like him too.
Couple more receivers to get to. Cecil Shorts, I'm not sure how this guy's available, Todd. The last 3 games of the season, he's been playing like a top 10 wide receiver. Week 10, 6 catches, 105 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 TDs in the last 4 games, 2 games with over 100 yards in the last 4 games. Right now, he's a solid wide receiver 3 even though he plays for those crappy Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. Who would have thunk it, huh? Cecil Shorts. I mean, everyone thought Justin Blackmon would probably be the guy, or Laurent Robinson. Cecil Shorts is the guy who's getting all the love. And you're right. He's been great the past month. And he's getting the targets, Bill. Last four games, 10, 12, 4, and 13 targets. That's major targets. That's like Megatron targets.
Yeah, it is like Megatron targets. Too bad he doesn't have a quarterback like Calvin Johnson does.
That's true.
All right, two rookies to keep an eye on. Jarius Wright of the Minnesota Vikings from?
Arkansas.
All right. 65 yards and a touchdown while filling in for Percy Harvin. And then how about Mohamed Sanu of the Bengals from?
Rutgers.
That's right. Four receptions and 47 yards to go along with a score from Mohamed Sanu. Both of those rookies, I think you should keep an eye on. Let's see what happens with Percy Harvin going forward, still dealing with that ankle sprain. Mohamed Sanu starting to carve out a role in the Cincinnati Bengals passing game.
Yeah, I think Sanu is someone, a low-end option to look at it in PPR option, in PPR formats.
All right, let's move over to the tight ends. Now, both of these guys, household names, Greg Olsen, Kyle Rudolph. But because they haven't done anything for the last month of the season, they were dropped in a lot of fantasy leagues, Todd. Greg Olsen, first time he had over 50 yards since week 4. First time he got into the end zone since week 4. Great game in week 10. 9 receptions, 102 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he came alive. I mean, there was a lot of preseason hype with Olsen, and Cam Newton was saying all the right things about he was, you know, going to try to throw the ball all over the place and try to make him the next Gronk. Hasn't really played out that way. But he showed, you know, 10 targets, 9 receptions, 102 yards, 2 touchdowns last week. You know, again, Bill, when you get into the second and third tier tight ends, there's a lot of different guys you can kind of plug and play each and every week.
Yeah. And then Kyle Rudolph, I mentioned, only 3 total fantasy points in the last 3 weeks. 3. Super frustrating for fantasy managers. Probably was dropped in a lot of leagues. But you know what? He had a career high in receptions with 7. Caught 7 receptions, 64 yards, and 1 touchdown.
So who would you take if you had to choose one of those two guys, both on the waiver wire? Who would you take for the rest of the way?
You know, I have Olsen ranked 12th in my rest of the way rankings, Kyle Rudolph ranked 13. Without Percy Harvin, I think Rudolph may be a little bit more involved. But you know what? The Vikings are on a bye this week, so maybe Harvin comes back after the bye. I think Olsen is a little bit more of an option because, you know, Cam Newton really
it's
has
Olsen,
been
– dude. Look at Rudolph. It's the schedule. The schedule's the difference.
Okay.
You said the Vikings are on bye this week. Then they get the Bears twice in 3 weeks.
That's rough.
And then they finish off, if you make it to the Super Bowl, Texans.
That's really rough.
It's a bye week and 3 rough starts. So I think the answer might be Greg Olsen, even though he's kind of obviously inconsistent, but that's what you're getting when you're in those, you know, the tight ends are ranked in that 12 to 15 range.
Yeah, all right, I agree with you there. That's why I have Olsen ranked 12th, Rudolph ranked 13th the rest of the way.
There you go.
So they're pretty close.
All right.
All right, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. We want to help you guys with your waiver wire questions. You can also email in webradio@patriots.com. And, Todd, we heard from our guy Higgins, who traded away Doug Martin a couple weeks ago. But you know what? He's still on a 6-game winning streak. Wants to thank us for all his help. He's got a couple questions. His first question, he needs a running back this week. He has to play 2. He's got Darren McFadden. We don't think he's going to play. Isaac Redman, Darren Sproles, Adrian Peterson. Now, Higgins is in a tough spot here. Peterson's on a bye. McFadden's not going to play. Sproles isn't going to play. I don't know who he can cut at this point. I guess he has to cut Darren Sproles, right? Or does he cut Darren McFadden?
Ugh. Wow.
Yeah, Higgins is in a tough spot this week. Boy, I bet he wished Doug Martin was still on his squad.
I was just going to say, that trade's looking worse and worse. Doug Martin, number 2 in the early FFCPI for FFChamps.com against Carolina, Bill. Doug Martin would be a great play this week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Doug Martin.
Bill, getting back to his question, I mean, if he has to cut one of these guys, I guess I'm cutting Sproles.
And then who do you pick up to start this week? Because he needs a starter. I mean, Redman right now is his number 1. I guess he has. He mentions Marcel Reese, Lerod Stevens-Howling, Rashad Mendenhall. Is it a PPR? It's a non-PPR league. I think you have to go after Reese. Darrell Richardson, James Starks, Reese, Lerod Stevens-Howling, Rashad Mendenhall. You're not going to start 2 Steelers running backs. It looks like he has to go with Redman and Reese.
Yeah, I'd grab Reese and hope for the best. That's brutal.
All right, question number two from Higgins. Also, Greg Jennings is sitting out there on the waiver wire. I could cut Steve Johnson or Brandon Lloyd and hoard Jennings for the playoffs. What do you think about that?
You know, I've been burned by Jennings all year long, so I have very little faith in Jennings, even when he comes back.
Mm.
What do you think? I don't know. I mean, Stevie Johnson and Brandon Lloyd, I mean, if you want to roll the dice, if that's – are those his, like, fourth and fifth receivers or third and fourth receivers?
He doesn't mention.
Yeah. You know, if you can afford to dump one of them, it's not going to – you know, you're not going to start him anyway pretty much, and you want to just roll the dice on Jennings, that's fine. I don't know, man. I'm soured on Jennings big time after this season.
Yeah, I mean, you see him more in commercials than you have on the field this year.
Commercial drives me crazy. What does the guy say? I want Jennings in my lap or something.
Yeah, I wish Craig Jennings was in my lap.
Every time I see that commercial, drives me insane. He's killing me. Killing me.
See, you feel like Greg Jennings like I feel like about JerMichael Finley.
Well, at least when Jennings is healthy, he performs when he is 100%.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Finley.
Only one touchdown in the year. Three games, 78 yards, 12 receptions. I don't even know if you'd want Greg Jennings back on your squad when he comes back at this point. We don't know when he's coming back, Greg Jennings. He was supposed to be running last week during their bye week. He wasn't even able to run yet.
I know.
I think you have to keep Stevie Johnson, keep Brandon Lloyd. Leave Greg Jennings out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Let's say he comes back and he is 100%, all right, which is doubtful. If he comes back, he'll probably be, what, 80 or 90%, something like that. Even if he comes back, Randall Cobb has now established himself in that offense. James Jones is a nice little player. Donald Driver's hanging around, and Jordy Nelson's coming back from injury. Right?
Right.
And then your boy Finley's out there running routes.
No,
kind of. Half-heartedly.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if he comes back 100%, there's no telling what's going to happen. He could just, you know, Aaron Rodgers could just spray the ball all over the place. You know, whoever's open gets it.
Which he does a lot.
Yeah. So I think I think Jennings is a big name that you should, you know, forget about for now. And it's kind of a, you know, it's on paper, it sounds like a sneaky move. You know, I'm going to grab Jennings and play him in week 15 or whatever. But unless you have a really deep roster, I wouldn't do it.
We got a question from Twitter. Gabe Perez wants to know, which running back should he start, Todd? Trent Richardson or C.J. Spiller this week? Obviously, C.J. Spiller is going to get all the carries for the Buffalo Bills because we know Fred Jackson is out with that concussion. I have Trent Richardson ranked 8th this week against the Dallas Cowboys, and I have C.J. Spiller ranked 9th this week against the Buffalo Bills. Against the Miami Dolphins.
That's a tough one. Part of me thinks that as long as he's healthy, Trent Richardson's going to have a decent game against the Cowboys.
Yeah. Much better matchup in terms of defenses playing against the run.
Yeah, I mean, I like both plays this week. I do. And that's why you have him ranked 8th and 9th. I mean, they're both solid plays. I would give the edge to Richardson right now, though.
All right, so the good news, Gabe, you can't go wrong. The even better news is we're telling you to go with Trent Richardson. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, one last email before we get to a break. We got Ryan has emailing in webradiopatriots.com. He's got four great receivers, Todd, but he needs some running backs help. He needs some help at running back. So he's got A.J. Green, Roddy White, Randall Cobb, Percy Harvin. Now, he says he's not trading A.J. Green or Roddy White. So it's really between Randall Cobb and Percy Harvin. He's really only willing to part with one of those guys. He wants to know who has the most value out of those two. And who should he try to trade for in exchange for a decent running back?
All right. Well, first of all, that's a tough question because, you know, Jordy Nelson's coming back, correct, for
yes.
the Packers?
Yes.
So now Randall Cobb, how he's been outstanding since Jordy Nelson and Jennings have been gone. Now we're not quite sure that Cobb will be quite as valuable to that offense. I still think he'll be productive, but, you know, we don't know. So his value is kind of on the decline slightly, I would say. And then Harvin, I mean, when's he coming back, Bill? Percy Harvin, how long is he out?
Hopefully he comes back after the bye week. I have him in three leagues, Todd. Percy Harvin, that was a big injury to my lineup.
That was a huge
injury. I'm hoping he comes back after the bye week, which is this week, so he'd be back in week four.
Right. So my answer, the first question he asked was, who has the most value? My answer would be Percy Harvin has the most value. He's a bigger name than Cobb, and as long as he can, you know, as long as the news continues to be that he'll be back after the bye week, I'd rather have Harvin than Cobb. Correct?
Right. Yeah.
All right. So that's who has more value. And he's a bigger name. I mean, Parvin's been doing it longer than Cobb. So he's a bigger name out there to the general public. So if you're trying to trade someone, you want to get something big back in return. I'm assuming he can only start two wide receivers, Bill?
I'm guessing that's the case.
So obviously he's set with AJ and Roddy. So yeah, I would dangle Harvin. Now you're not. We always talk about this every week on the show. He's not trading from a position of strength right now, for two reasons. Harvin's hurt and he's on a bye, you know. Yeah. So this isn't the greatest time to try to dump him off. But you know, maybe the trade deadline's coming up, but he needs to do it soon. So that's who I would dangle out there. Now, who do you get in return for Harvin, Bill? I mean, he doesn't give us any options.
No options. Just throw out a name.
I mean, Spiller, Gore, McGahee, Matthews, Alfred Morris.
Yeah, I like all those options.
I mean, those are kind of guys the rest of the way ranked between 12 and 18 running back-wise.
Right.
That's who you're looking at, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dip any further than that. I wouldn't go into the Steven Jackson, you know.
Jonathan Stewart, Mikella Schorff. No.
No. So, you know, if you're an FF Champ subscriber, if the caller or the emailer is an FF Champ subscriber, look at the rest of the way rankings and look at that fourth tier of running back, the ones ranked 11th to 20th, and see if you can get somebody from that group. I'm sorry, the fourth is 11th to 16th, Bill.
Yeah.
See if you can get somebody from that group.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know,
all right,
I mean,
let's take a break. Coming up, we identify the players with good or bad matchups during the fantasy football playoffs. That's weeks 14 through 16. You don't want to miss that, especially if you plan on winning your fantasy football championship this year. That's all coming up next right here on Patriots.com Radio.
Who are this year's super sleepers and megabusts? Bill and Todd identify them all.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with Bill Pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
I
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Money is the thing that I need to fulfill my greed.
Fantasy football trades are just like the stock market, without government bailouts. The Fantasy Football Champs are here to help you buy low and sell high.
All right, Todd, so the fantasy football trade deadlines are approaching in a lot of leagues, right?
Yep.
And the fantasy football playoffs, only 3 weeks away. So we have a great article at ffchamps.com, some trade ideas to get in before your league's deadline. It focuses on the players with good or bad matchups during the fantasy football playoffs. We're going to go over the tough matchups, the guys that you should be trading away, and also the easy matchups, the guys that you want to be trading for. Let's start it off with the quarterbacks. First up, Philip Rivers of the San Diego Chargers. Now, you look at their schedule from weeks 14, 15, and 16, and three of their opponents, Pittsburgh Steelers, Carolina Panthers, the New York Jets, have top 10 passing defenses. Ooh, if you think you're going to make the playoffs and you have Rivers on your squad, you have to find a suitable replacement.
Wow, that's brutal. That is brutal, Bill. That is, who would be a good replacement to go out there for? We're gonna probably give a few options here later in the segment.
Yeah.
But man, that's a bad matchups there for Mr. Rivers.
Yeah. So Philip Rivers, he came alive in Week 10 against the Bucs, but you know what? Sell him high because his schedule weeks 14, 15, and 16 again: Pittsburgh Steelers, Carolina Panthers, New York Jets, all top 10 passing defense. Some other quarterbacks with tough schedules from weeks 14 through 16, Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks, and Andy Dalton coming off a 4-touchdown game against the New York Giants. He has a really tough slate of games during the fantasy football playoffs.
All right, so let's move over to the running backs, Bill. Who are the running backs that don't have optimal schedules in the fantasy playoffs?
Well, one of them is a stud, Frank Gore of the San Francisco 49ers. They have to travel to New England, take on the Patriots. Patriots, obviously, a top 10 run defense. And then they have to play in Seattle, tough place to play, during week 15 and 16. The Patriots have only allowed a few rushing touchdowns this year. They rank actually, I'm sorry, I misspoke before, they rank inside the top six for run defenses. The Miami Dolphins are also on the schedule for the 49ers. So in between 14, 15, and 16, between the Dolphins, the Seahawks, and the Patriots, Frank Gore has a really tough slate of games during that stretch.
Not only that, but he's a little long in the tooth. You know, he's one of those guys you can see kind of wearing down as the season goes on. So I'm in full agreement with that one. Try to dish out Frank Gore while you can.
All right, some other running backs with tough schedules. Stephen Ridley of the New England Patriots. Hate to say it, guys, but it's true. Week 14, plays the Houston Texans. Week 15, he plays the San Francisco 49ers. Both of those teams top five when it comes to run defenses. And then how about the Green Bay Packers running backs? Alex Green and James Starks, don't want those guys in your roster come fantasy football playoff time.
Nope, not at all. It's been kind of messy anyway, that whole Packers running back situation since right. Cedric Benson went down. So
yeah.
Messy situation to begin with.
True. All right, the wide receivers with tough matchups. Mike Wallace, Pittsburgh Steelers, especially now that Big Ben is a little bit banged up. In Week 15, Pittsburgh Steelers play the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys have only given up 5 receiving touchdowns this year. In Week 16, Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Back when the Steelers and the Bengals matched up in Week 7, Wallace had 15 targets, which is a lot. He caught 8 passes. That's a lot. But you know what? He only had 52 yards. If you're in a non-PPR league, 52 yards is equivalent to 5 fantasy points. That is simply not cutting it from your wide receiver 1. I think it's better to get rid of Mike Wallace and see what you can get in return.
Totally agree. And again, now that Big Ben is injured, Antonio Brown's been injured.
Yep.
A lot of the Steelers have been injured. The whole running back mess, kind of, they never really have had a chance to get it on track there. So I agree with you on Mike Wallace. And he's still a big name, you know?
Yeah.
He had an amazing touchdown catch last night, Monday Night Football. So maybe you can get some value for him now.
All right, and then another wide receiver with a tough matchup. Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona Cardinals. Not only is his schedule tough weeks 14 through 16, but pretty much the rest of the year. The team's on a bye in week 11. Week 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, it gets a little bit easier. But 6 out of their next 7 matchups, all against difficult passing defenses.
He hasn't really lit it up this year anyway. You know, he's had a couple nice moments, but he doesn't seem to be the Larry Fitzgerald of old ever since Kurt Warner left, Bill.
No.
Hasn't been quite the same for Larry Fitz.
All right, let's move over to tight ends, Todd. Brandon Pettigrew of the Detroit Lions. You know, not only is Pettigrew in for tough sledding during the fantasy playoffs, but like Larry Fitz's schedule, his upcoming opponents are tough the rest of the year. In fact, 5 of his next 7 opponents are against defenses that are completely shutting down the tight end. All 3 of his opponents in weeks 14 through 16, Green Bay Packers, Arizona Cardinals, Atlanta Falcons, have had great success when it comes to stopping the opposing tight end.
Pettigrew finally got in the end zone. I have him in one of my leagues, Bill.
He
finally scored this past week. I saw the ball go in the air, and I couldn't tell because his body was angled. I was like, oh, is that 81 or 87? I was like, oh, thank God it was 87. You know what I mean? He's a guy that I don't know how many people are going to be, you know, knocking down your door to get Brandon Pettigrew from a trade standpoint, but it's worth noting that if you're depending on him, relying on him in the fantasy playoffs, keep those expectations in check.
All right, and then Martellus Bennett of the New York Giants and Greg Olsen, who we mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, they have tough matchups when it comes to the fantasy football playoffs.
All right, well, let's turn the negatives into a positive, Bill. Let's flip it around, and who are the players that have nice matchups in those fantasy weeks that are the playoffs and Super Bowls in everyone's leagues? Start with the quarterback position. Who you got?
All right, so quarterback, we have Andrew Luck of the Indianapolis Colts. And you want to trust a quarterback during the playoffs? No way. Yes way. That's what I'm telling you to do, Andrew Luck. He's not your average rookie quarterback, not by a long shot. Very consistent with his yardage. Right now he's 7th best in the league, and he's averaging about 2 touchdowns every game. Whether he's throwing it or running it, he's getting about 2 touchdowns a game. His schedule during weeks 14 through 16, absolutely cakewalk. I think Andrew Luck can be a guy that not only helps you get to the fantasy playoffs, but helps you win them too.
How about it? I think I mentioned this on this show before, Bill. I had Peyton Manning his rookie year on my fantasy team as kind of just like a throwaway second or third quarterback, you know, a rookie quarterback.
Right.
And I wound up starting him in my playoffs because wow. Peyton Manning got red hot. I think that season he threw, like, I want to say he threw 20-something touchdowns, but he also threw like 26 interceptions or something. So
yeah.
He was an interception turnover machine, but he threw for a ton of yards and a ton of touchdowns, especially down the stretch. Wouldn't it be interesting to see Andrew Luck for the same team do something similar here, although his team's going to be vying for a playoff run. So, hey, Luck is red hot, man. As long as Reggie Wayne is healthy, Bill, he is a very viable fantasy quarterback rest of the way.
Now, the only thing that scares me a little bit about Luck's playoff schedule or fantasy football playoff schedule is his matchup week 15 against the Houston Texans. But I think the Colts will have a lot on the line at that point. heavy playoff implication game. So I'm not even worried about Andrew Luck against the Texans in Week 15. I think his schedule the rest of the way, one of the easiest for quarterbacks.
Yeah, maybe Week 15. I was thinking maybe the Texans don't have much to play for at that point, but they probably will.
Yeah.
They'll probably be fighting
divisional
with the
opponent.
Patriots. Yeah. They'll probably be fighting for the playoffs with the number one seed, probably the Patriots. So wishful thinking on my part there.
All right, and then some other quarterbacks with easy matchups weeks 14 through 16. Matt Schaub of the Houston Texans and Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys.
Tony Romo. What do you make of Tony Romo this year, Bill?
Well, he's great in November, and we saw that the last couple of weeks. 209 yards, two touchdowns against the Philadelphia Eagles, 321 yards and a touchdown against the Atlanta Falcons, and then 437 yards and a touchdown against the New York Giants. So the last couple of games he's been getting it done. Only turned the ball over, I think it was, what, twice in the last couple of games? I don't know. Well, he had that four-interception game against the Giants, but he hasn't turned the ball over at all in his last two games, and that's key when it comes to Romo because turnovers have always been kind of the knock on him.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the schedule, like you said, is pretty juicy, especially Week 16, Bo. Against the Saints, could you ask for anything better than that?
Yeah, you got to love that matchup.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Now, unfortunately for Romo and all other Dallas Cowboy owners, they get Washington in Week 17, which is kind of that throwaway week in the world of fantasy football.
Right.
Love to have had that Washington week in the regular season, fantasy regular season.
Yeah.
You know,
some leagues are going to Week 17, but not a whole lot of them.
Yeah, and some leagues combine Weeks 16 and 17. They do a bunch of weird things like that.
Right, right.
I don't know about you, but none of the leagues I play in have anything to do with Week 17.
No, we're done. Close up shop. Shut down the site.
And the reason for that is, you know, for old-timers like us, or especially for me, is back in the early days, we did use that last week, and then we kept getting burned by, you know, teams not playing their stars in the final week.
Right, so you'd have Peyton Manning, and the Colts would be 14-2, and then all of a sudden in Week 17, he's not starting anymore.
Actually, I go back so far, Bill, it was actually like players like Steve Young, Emmitt Smith.
Right, okay.
These guys were guys that, you know, wouldn't play because their teams would be 15-1. And they were getting ready for the playoffs, and they would just sit them. So, and then, you have the best team all year long, and then suddenly you're scrambling and, you know, playing some schmo at quarterback.
We don't have to go back that far. It happened with Aaron Rodgers last year. We saw Matt Flynn. That's how he got that huge contract from the Seattle Seahawks. He had that monster game in Week 17.
How's that working out?
Yeah, exactly.
Working out great for Flynn.
Yeah.
He's probably sitting on his boat out there in Seattle enjoying life.
Carrying a clipboard.
Seriously, what a... it's funny you mentioned that name. I haven't heard that name, Matt Flynn, since August.
Well, that was before we knew Russell Wilson would be what he was.
I know.
I mean, there was the Seattle Seahawks started off the year with a quarterback controversy. And now it's so funny to look back on it because Russell Wilson's been playing great, especially the last month of the season. And to say Matt Flynn was actually in the running for the starting job for the Seahawks, are you kidding me?
It's the system. You know, he came from that Packers system, ready-made for any quarterback to come in there and, you know, take the keys to that Ferrari. Same thing with Matt Castle with the Patriots, Bill.
Right.
You know, he had a really nice season when Brady went down a few years ago. Look at him now. Did you see some of his throws last night? I mean, what?
He only had, like, 7 completions.
Oh, my God. He was just
and then awful. He threw the game away in overtime.
Yeah. He's just awful. So... Yeah, you got to be real skeptical.
It's funny you mentioned Matt Castle because, actually, the Chiefs' passing schedule is one of the easiest in the leagues, but I didn't even include him in this article because he's just not a viable fantasy option.
Yeah, because Brady Quinn could be playing at that point.
And he's not an option
again,
either.
Yeah.
I totally left the Chiefs out of this because it's amazing. Their schedule, weeks 14, 15, and 16, are actually the easiest out of any quarterback. But you can't play. They're playing the Oakland Raiders, the Cleveland Browns, and the Colts in Week 16. But I wouldn't dream of telling anyone to pick up Matt Castle and trust him for your fantasy football playoffs.
Wow. And how about, I mean, Dwayne Bowe, short-arming passes, and what a mess that team is.
Yeah, other than Jamal Charles, man, the Chiefs are just not a good team for fantasy football this year.
No, they're not. All right, moving on. What do we got?
All right, so we're going over the players that you want on your squads because they have really easy matchups for the fantasy football playoffs. We're going to go over the running backs now. That's Willis McGahee of the Denver Broncos. All three of McGahee's opponents are in the bottom 10 for rush defense. Even the mighty Baltimore Ravens defense, they can be run on. That's exactly what the Broncos are going to do the last couple games of the year, especially, if you think about it, they want to keep Peyton Manning as healthy as possible. McGahee has one of the best schedules for running backs the remaining half of the year. Oakland Raiders in Week 14, Baltimore Ravens in Week 15, and then the Cleveland Browns in Week 16.
Yeah, a lot of green on that schedule over at ffchamps.com looking at it right now, Bill. The only downside is kind of like with Dallas, Week 17 is the Chiefs, which probably won't count in most leagues. Now, they get the Chiefs in Week 12 as well, but, man, a lot of green on that. But it'd be beautiful to have the Chiefs in there a couple of times.
Yeah, right.
You know?
All right, some other running backs with easy matchups. Jamaal Charles of the Kansas City Chiefs. Doug Martin, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Todd, that's one of your favorite players. Sean Green of the New York Jets. Ahmad Bradshaw. Andre Brown, the New York Giants. And then Chris Johnson of the Tennessee Titans.
All right, moving over to the wide receivers, Bill. How about the Saints schedule down the stretch?
I'll tell you, Marquise Colston has two of the easiest games of the year in Weeks 14 and 15. The New Orleans Saints take on the New York Giants and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, certainly going to be high-scoring affairs. Things get a bit tougher in Week 16. They're taking on the Dallas Cowboys, but Colston's schedule in Weeks 14 and 15, they're so good, it's well worth the risk of having Colston on your squad for that championship game against the Dallas Cowboys. Marquise Colston, Drew Brees, they're going to light it up when it comes to the fantasy football playoffs time, so be happy you have them on your squad. Colson's a guy, had a quiet game. He did score a touchdown, but only three receptions and 26 yards. He's a great buy-low candidate coming off his Week 10 performance.
Totally agree. This is a great, great buy-low candidate. Look at his stats, Bill. Very quiet the last couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah.
In Weeks 4 and 5, he exploded. 9 catches, 153 and a touchdown. Then another 9 catch, 131, 3 touchdown performance against the Chargers. Since then, 73 yards, 63 yards, 46 yards, 26 yards. Yeah, a couple of touchdowns sprinkled in there. But this is a great position to be in. Try to get Colston off somebody's hands out there.
All right, some other wide receivers with easy matchups for your fantasy football playoffs. The Broncos guys, Eric Decker and Demaryius Thomas. Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Try to get them on your squad. Reggie Wayne, we love Andrew Luck, so we obviously love Reggie Wayne during those fantasy football playoff weeks. And then how about Andre Johnson of the Houston Texans? Now, I know Johnson has been relatively quiet this season. Hopefully you didn't draft him as your number one wide receiver. You certainly didn't if you were a member of FFChamps.com. But when you see his schedule, Weeks 14, 15, and 16, you realize that Andre Johnson could be putting up some points. Think about the New England Patriots in Week 14, the Indianapolis Colts in Week 15, and then he's got the Vikings who are without their cornerback in Week 16.
Yeah, those are some good names in there. Now, I think you're going to have to probably overpay to get a guy like Reggie Wayne or Vincent Jackson or either of the Broncos wide receivers right now.
Right, right.
But again, Colston's a big name, but he's been really quiet. Maybe you can sell somebody to get him. And how about trying to get Mike Williams as like a low-end pickup for the
I think he'd be solid.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Williams is a guy, you know, not a big name. Vincent Jackson's getting all the love there. But, you know, he's producing, you know, decent stats. He has 5 games of over 12 fantasy points in a non-PPR format. No, not a bad performer there. It's just, if you need, like, a wide receiver 3 for that stretch run.
All right, let's move over to the tight ends, Todd. With opponents like the Panthers, Giants, and the Lions struggling to stop the tight end, the ageless wonder, Tony Gonzalez, is going to be a fantasy football stud for the remaining games of the year. You know, Matt Ryan looks at him a lot in the red zone. That's great news for any fantasy managers. If you don't have Rob Gronkowski or Jimmy Graham on your roster, you might as well go after the next best thing, and that's Tony Gonzalez of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, but again, who's going to be giving up Gonzo at this point? Unless
offer someone something they can't refuse. Maybe you have 4 running backs and you only need 2 of them.
That's a good point. I'm just saying right now, you know, this particular week, be a rough week to try to grab Gonzo off a roster.
Yeah, I agree.
Bazillion points on Sunday.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
Some other tight ends with easy matchups during Week 14 through 16. Dennis Pitta of the Baltimore Ravens. Dwayne Allen of the Indianapolis Colts. He's been coming alive. And then Brent Celek of the Philadelphia Eagles. And Todd, We spoke about this a little earlier. If Nick Foles is going to be the quarterback for the Eagles the rest of the way, we all know rookie quarterbacks rely on their tight ends as their safety blanket. I think if Brent Celek is out there, you got to pick him up on your roster, or pick him up on the waiver wire, or try to trade for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's got some upside. I mean, the Eagles are going to be behind a lot. That's good for fantasy.
Yeah.
And like you said, he's going to be a check down for a rookie quarterback, so that's good as well. Now, will Nick Foles still be the quarterback by then? Who knows? He could be knocked out as well. Could be Trent Edwards in there, Bill.
Oh, God. Is that the backup?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking, what are we, in week 11?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking 4 weeks away. Nick Foles is going to get pounded on for a month here, so we'll see if he can even survive that.
Wow. Trent Edwards?
Yeah.
What happened to the Eagles?
Mike Kafka? Bring him back.
Are the Eagles the most disappointing team from an offensive perspective this year? Think about all the fantasy options that you were drooling over to start the year. Mike Vick, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, even throwing Brent Celek. I don't know if there's another team that had all those viable fantasy players that have let down fantasy managers so much this year. Maybe the Carolina Panthers? Started off the year, Cam Newton, John Stewart, Steve Smith, D'Angelo Williams. They have let down a lot of guys this year.
Yeah, I'm looking. I mean, at least Shady has produced. You know, in the Philadelphia market, they always complain about, in games like Sunday, how in the world can they not give the ball to LeSean McCoy when they have a lead? You know, they just continue to pass the ball. And I forget the exact stat, but it's something crazy. Like he only had 16 rushes in the game against the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
And three of those were to end the half, like just to run out the clock. So he really only had 13 rushes. Now, how does your best player only get the ball 13 times is beyond me, you know? But still, you know, he's produced. If they could just give him the darn ball, he does produce. He scored 5 touchdowns on the year. That's disappointing. But he has racked up almost 900 total yards of offense. I agree. The Eagles are the most disappointing offensive team. The thing is, they get the yards, but they just can't punch the ball into the end zone. You know, they've had a lot of games, Bill, where they rack up 400, 450 yards, and they have 13 points to show for it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, it is.
McCoy's a guy that had 20 touchdowns last year. He led all running backs.
I know. Yeah, disappointing. Well, you know, I think that many pundits like ourselves, maybe we underestimated the injury to Jason Peters, right, in the offseason.
Who is that? Their left tackle, right?
Yeah, only the best player on their entire team, including LeSean McCoy. Nobody talks about all-pro linemen. So he was out in the spring. Now, they signed a couple guys to try to replace him, so they had plenty of time to, you know, try to fill his gap. But then Jason Kelce, their center on the rise, this guy got injured early in the year too. So two of their best offensive linemen were done, and then it just so happened two more went down. So they're you know, they've got no depth on the offensive line, and if you have no offensive line, you got major problems.
McCoy still on pace to rush for 1,200 yards and catch 60 passes, which would be fourth best in the league behind Ray Rice. Ronnie Brown actually on pace to get 62 receptions, and even though Darren Sproles hasn't played the last couple games, he's still on pace to lead the league in receiving receptions in terms of running backs with 69. So McCoy's right up there.
Yeah, I mean, but like you said, the rest of the guys have been epic fails. Now, you know, Mike Vick, obviously, 2 years ago was a top, you know, first-round pick in many leagues, fantasy-wise. And I think we all tempered our expectations with him. And he was dropping into the fifth, sixth round in a lot of leagues I play in. Yeah. So I think the people already, you know, had the expectations low with Vic. And I think part of that, Bill, was because they all thought Vic would be injured before the calendar turned over to October. You know? He actually made it to November, miraculously. But there's a lot of other reasons why he didn't perform this year. So, yep, Eagles pretty disappointing. A lot of teams, though, Bill. A lot of disappointing teams. A lot of crummy games on Sunday. Did you notice that? A lot of games with a lot of teams seeming to be sputtering, going nowhere.
Yeah, it wasn't a good week of the NFL.
No, it was not a lot of great matchups. We'll be talking about some of those matchups for this upcoming week on our Thursday show, correct?
That's right. You can catch Football Nation right here on Patriots.com Radio from 4 to 6 every Thursday, Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, Cold Hard Football Facts is on Wednesday. Kerry Byrne is one of our partners at Football Nation. That's Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Patriots.com Radio. Now, if you're listening to this show on demand, you can tweet us at FFChamps, and we'll be happy to help you with your fantasy football lineups, waiver wire advice, anything you guys need. Hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. We want to help you guys win your matchups in Week 11. Quickly, before we end the show, how did everyone do in their own leagues this weekend? Kevin, how'd you do?
I went 1-1. Sorry, I hit the wrong button.
You went 1-1 this weekend?
Yeah, sorry for the delay. Yeah, I went 1-1. I lost a really, really tight one.
How are you doing in the Patriots League? I know you have an office league over there.
Yeah, I've actually clawed back. I started off 2-5, and I'm on a three-game winning streak, and
oh, great.
I'm back in the playoff hunt here. So,
I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with producing the fantasy football show.
Oh, you guys helped me tremendously. Okay. And you know that we talk off air, and I ask you. I try to pick your brain every chance I get.
Just making sure.
So, no, you guys are the real deal. I would be nothing without you, as a matter of fact.
Did anyone wake up with an asterisk next to their name today?
I don't think so.
Todd?
What?
An asterisk next to your name on your fantasy football standings.
Means you've clinched, right?
Means you clinched, baby. Yeah. I woke up with two of them today. Ah, I love seeing that. I was looking forward to it so much. I tried to stay up I'm like a little kid on Christmas.
I was just going
to stay up
that.
A little late last night to see. I kept refreshing. Didn't update. I woke up this morning. It was the first thing I checked. Got the asterisk next to my name. Oh, I love seeing it.
Nice. I have clinched. I don't know what commissioner product you're using there. I don't have the asterisk on a couple of the leagues I'm
in. What format is it, Bill? Is it ESPN, Yahoo?
Well, actually, it's Yahoo. I'm very ticked off about.
Oh,
they
had
troubles, right? On Sunday, within an hour before game time, their site crashed. Good thing I had everything done. I do a show on Sunday morning on FFChamps.com. So I have to have all my lineups set by 11:30. All of a sudden, during my show, I'm also the commissioner of this league with my 9 friends from high school. I get 50 text messages. You got to change my lineup. I can't get on the site. The server's down. I'm getting an error. I got Hernandez and he's not playing. Well, what do I do? How am I going to fix this? I'm like, well, let's take it easy. Hey, everyone take a breath. Text me the players that you want to switch because the commissioner can go back into the, into roster and switch out the player.
Retroactively.
Make a roster switch, a lineup switch.
Yeah.
So I did that for the people that text me before the game started. Obviously, some of the clowns that I'm friends with tried to do it like after the game. Oh, by the way, I wanted Cecil, not Cecil Short. I wanted Fred Jackson in my lineup. I forgot to tell you that. Yeah. Lots of luck trying to pull that one on me. The guy scores 2 touchdowns. Now all of a sudden you want him in your lineup? But yeah, Yahoo caused a lot of problems for people out there. That was a big headache on Sunday morning if you use Yahoo Sports
that
for your fantasy football.
That made national news actually. If you look,
did it really?
Yeah, look at some of the websites out there. Some of the main websites. There's apologies and all sorts of anger. Lots of anger.
So
yeah. Out there from the people.
But to answer your question better, Bill, I'm right on the precipice of clinching in both leagues. I think I probably need one more win.
All right, good
and
to hear.
At least I'll make the dance.
All right, I like to hear that. Todd, you're set, right?
Yeah, but unfortunately, CBS doesn't have the asterisk.
The way Todd's been talking, I mean, he's been set since September.
In all honesty, I actually went undefeated this past weekend, which is really hard to do.
How many leagues are you in again, Todd?
5.
5? Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, and I got really lucky in one of them. But other than that, I had a good week. I don't know. Sometimes you just get lucky, though, you know? That's how part of this goes. So you got to be both good and lucky. And over time, you'll wind up in the playoffs.
The one that I lost this week, guys, I'm only in 2. It kind of hurt. I was stuck. I played the Steelers defense against the Chiefs last night.
Yeah.
And I saw the matchup, and I was salivating over the Steelers at home, the bad weather, all that. And I was like, all right, I'm going to hold off, and I'm going to play the Steelers. Now, they got 9 points in this league, which is fine for a defense. Mm-hmm. But the other defense that I had been playing that was on my bench was the Broncos, who got 26 points.
Ugh.
So it was a huge 17-point swing, and I ended up losing by less than 17. So the second guessing began, probably early second quarter last night once the Chiefs had 10 points. I was like, oh, brother. But what can you do?
Win in week 11 then.
Yeah, man. Got to get that win.
All right, so that will wrap up our fantasy football show. Kevin, any last words before we go?
Nope. God help me this week.
All right. Todd, what do you got?
I have nothing, man. I have nothing. I'm just rolling along. I'm just cruising.
By the
I
way,
need to get the asterisk, though.
So
I need to get those asterisks.
Did you do anything special for your birthday, Todd? We didn't talk about that.
Family time.
That's good. And you got 5 fantasy wins as a present.
That's why I went 5-0. That must be the reason.
All right. We want to thank everyone for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. You can tweet us anytime at FFChamps. Todd and I will be back right here on Patriots.com Radio for our Thursday show, Football Nation. That's from 4 to 6. Best of luck to everyone with your fantasy football lineups in Week 11.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.